I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, December 4th. There were 61 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total up to 550. Quincy's positivity rate also jumped to 3.57%, and there have been 138 deaths. Quincy remains in the yellow category on the state's coronavirus risk assessment map. The Quincy City Council on Monday will vote on a request from Mayor Thomas Koch to use $5 million from the Community Preservation Fund to purchase the former Beachcomber nightclub on Quincy Shore Drive and a vacant piece of land on Harriet Avenue to preserve as open space. Koch says he would create a passive recreation area at the Beachcomber site and keep Harriet Avenue open space. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is asking the City Council to use over $6 million from free cash and the city's stabilization funds to help keep property taxes down. Koch says taxes will have to rise due to the pandemic. However, he says he wants to keep the increase as low as possible. Mayor estimates Quincy has lost $15 million in revenue due to the pandemic. There have been a total of 11 cases of COVID-19 in the Quincy Public School System from November 26th through December 2nd. State public health officials say there have been 5 cases among students and 6 among staff. Quincy health officials say the virus is not spreading within the school system. On traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open today at 10 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, December 4th.